start of the second period here from Greenheck Turner Community Center. Central Wisconsin Storm, they trail the Gentry Academy Stars by a score of 3-1. So ready to go. 5-on-5 hockey. Glad you could join us here for high school hockey. And the faceoff is taken by Gentry Academy, and they'll bring it quickly into the offensive zone. Puck is deflected, goes into the deep right wing corner. Puck is now in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Still battle for. Now coming up with it is Mateo DePoit for Central Wisconsin. Puck will be played along the near side boards, dumped in deep again by the Stars. Chased down in the far corner by Ava Rohde. Rohde will flip it back to center. Not able to handle it where the Stars. Goes all the way down ice. No icing. Could have been played by Gentry Academy. Puck is moved to the near side corner, still in the Gentry end of the rink, flipped up through center ice. Puck will roll into the Central Wisconsin end. Chasing it down is Haley Gray in the deep right corner for the Stars. She'll throw it on net, deflected away by DePoit to the far side boards. Played by Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn gets it up to center. She'll get around the corner. Now she's into the offensive zone. Deep right corner. Boleyn makes a nice move. Round right faceoff circle. Has it poked away. Now between the circles. Gets it back. A shot and a save is made. Good effort there by Sophie Boleyn. Took it into the offensive zone, lost the puck once, got it back, and then got a good shot off that was fought off by goaltender Annika Sankey. So now back up ice comes the Stars, and they'll dump it in deep and make a line change on the fly. Central Wisconsin will try to get it back up ice, deflected up through center by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore knocks it down, picked up, and then dumped in deep by Jaden Yurkowski. Puck is whipped into the right corner. Puck is now played again by Gentry as the Storm will make a line change. Puck up to center. Taylor Friedel will flip it forward. Puck is then taken right back by Gentry and rolled back into the Storm zone. Chased down by Central Wisconsin and Michaela Guerin behind her own cage. Trying to drop it off for Taylor Friedel. Friedel in a battle for the puck right behind the goaltender. Still a battle for that puck. Now two white jerseys and two black jerseys. Puck comes loose, finally winning the battle with Central Wisconsin. And the Storm get it back through center ice. Puck will roll into the Gentry end of the rink. McKenna Barini will get it for the Stars. Gets it up the right-hand side to Wingy. Wingy has it knocked away but picked up by Stella Mavis. Mavis will try to backhand it but gets knocked down. Puck deflects to the near side. Picked up again now by the Stars, and they'll bring it up ice. Naomi Wingy. Wingy will take a shot, gloved down and held on to by Taylor Simonson. 14:44 to go in period number two. The Storm trail by a score of 3-1. Face-off will be in the Central Wisconsin zone. Left of Taylor Simonson. Puck is won by the Stars up to the right point. Now along the near side boards, comes loose, picked up behind the cage by Ava Rohde. Rohde will drop it off to Mateo DePoit. DePoit whiffs on the first attempt, whiffs on the second attempt, still fighting for it. Now the puck taken away in the deep right corner. Trying to grab it is Haley Gray for the Stars. Another scrum for the puck. Comes loose, picked up by the Storm. Yaki moves it to the right, and now through center ice comes Ava Rohde. Now on the right-hand side, into the zone. Puck roll between the circles. That pass attempt from Sophie Boleyn deflects to the right corner. Now Boleyn will get it back. Boleyn. Below the goal line, now to the near faceoff circle. Throws it between the circles. Puck is picked up. Yurkowski got a shot off, but fighting it off. Yurkowski behind the cage will pick it up again. Now to the near side corner, back to the point, and the whistle blows because the net has come off its mooring. Good effort there by Taylor Yurkowski. But again, this young goaltender, Annika Sankey, a freshman who's not played a lot, the first goal was a bit of a nervous goal, I thought. But since then, she has really stepped up and is playing pretty solid hockey here for the Stars. Puck is fought for, won by the Storm. Gabby Heiser, a shot goes high and wide of the cage. Puck to the right-hand side. Garam will roll it to the right corner, picked up there by the Stars, moved along the far side boards. Puck up the center ice. Now possible 3-on-2. Into the zone, left-hand side, McClellan. McClellan lost her edge, lost the puck, bounces around, now deflects below the goal line, left-hand side. Puck is moved to the near side corner. 13.5 minutes to go, second period. Gentry 3, Wausau West 1. Back up ice. Here comes Jaden Yurkowski. Puck is rolled in deep below the goal line. Yurkowski still fighting for it. Yurkowski gets tripped up. No arms go up. Puck is still loose, right faceoff circle, bouncing around, goes in front of the cage to the near side. Played now by the Stars, banged off the glass, back to the point. Fight for the puck, capped in nicely by Friedel, but now the puck is back to center ice. Puck will be chipped in deep by Gentry, and they'll make a line change on the fly. Michaela Guerin behind her own cage drops it off to Taylor Friedel. Friedel will stick handle left-hand side, passes ahead. Good pass up to the center, but not able to stick to the stick of Gabby Heiser. Little frustration by Heiser, knocks down the stick on the ice as she heads off to the bench. Dumped in from center ice by the Stars and covered up by Taylor Simonson, and a whistle and a stoppage in play. 12:44 to go in period number two. Still a 3-1 score. All of the scoring came in the first period of play. Face-off, won by the Stars, but the puck cannot be kept in. They have to reset at neutral ice. Now back up ice again. With it is Haley Gray. Gray comes in front. Gray a shot and a big save. Gray got around the defenseman, came in basically one on the goaltender, and the best stop of the game for Taylor Simonson. She'll hold on, take the whistle and the stoppage. That is a huge save by Simonson. Down by two, you don't want to go down by three for Central Wisconsin. Face off to the left of the freshman goalie. Storm will win this draw. Back to center by Yankee, and then dump back in, delayed offside, and now the whistle blows, and an offside will be given, and the faceoff will come outside the zone. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Faceoff won by Central Wisconsin. Mateo DePoit gets it up the center, and Isabel Yankee. Yankee flips it to the center of the rink. Nobody there for the Storm. Puck will be picked up by Elsa Myers for the Stars. She'll bring it up the left-hand side, has it knocked away. Now the Storm get it back. On the right-hand side, Ava Rohde will roll it in deep. Goes in behind the Star cage. Whipped to the left-hand side by Gentry. They'll try to break their own zone. Could not connect on the pass, but it does get back to center, then take it away by Friedel. And Friedel works her way in, but a whistle, and it looks like an offside coming up on the Storm. Thought for a moment Taylor Friedel would have an opportunity. Face-off coming up just below me. Face-off won again by Central Wisconsin. Friedel moves it right-hand side. Puck will be dumped in by the Storm. Puck is in behind the cage. Now moved to the near side boards by the Stars. Trying to move it ahead. Friedel will keep it in again for the Storm. Friedel still fighting for it. Puck is moved into the deep left corner. Picked up by Heiser. Heiser works away in front. Heiser tried a shot. Deflected. It's clear to the right-hand side. Another shot attempt and a save is made. Heiser came in. Got right in front. Could not get a shot off. It deflected to the right faceoff circle. Then the shot was fired and a save made by Annika Sankey for the Stars. So a little pressure being put on by Central Wisconsin, but 11:30 to go, second period. Still a 3-1 lead for Gentry Academy. Puck is played to the near side corner. Along the boards, getting tripped up is Heiser, but again, no penalty. Kept in at the point, dumped to the right corner by Friedel. Puck now to the right-hand side. Storm could not handle it and deflects back to center. Friedel will move it right-hand side over to Guerin. Guerin back to Friedel. Friedel moves it ahead. Ava Whitmore. Whitmore into the zone. Whitmore left-hand side. Whitmore trying to get it back to the point, but knocked away and stolen by Stella Mavis, but then getting it back in a shot attempt. Rebound in front, and not able to get it on net was Gabby Heiser. The initial shot came from the defenseman, Taylor Friedel. It was stopped, and then right on the doorstep for the rebound was Heiser, but could not get it on net. So Storm again keeping the heat on. Deep left corner, Heiser. Heiser fighting for that puck. Heiser still has it. Heiser at the goal line. Does a 360 with the puck. Moves it behind the cage. Storm hovering around the net, trying to control it for Central Wisconsin. Malia Barigi. Barigi still fighting for it. Barigi has it. Barigi had it stolen away. Good play defensively by Naomi Wingy, and she'll bring it back through center. Wingy into the zone. Left faceoff circle. Wingy gets knocked down and a penalty coming up on the Storm. For the first time today, Gentry Academy will head to the power play. 10:13 to go, second period, and a 3-1 lead for the Stars. So now Central Wisconsin put in a situation they need to kill off this penalty. Face off to the right of Taylor Simonson. Face off, battle for it, won by the Storm, and cleared back to the point, but kept in. Good defensive play right at the blue line to keep it in was Della Mavis. Puck into the right corner. Now back at the right point, holding it. There's a shot, glove hand save. Seeing it all the way that time for the Storm was Simonson. Riley Avalar, senior defenseman, one of the captains for Gentry, fired that shot. Face-off will be to the left of the goaltender, Simonson. 1:46 remains on the power play for the Stars. They win it. Back to the point, Avalar. Avalar moves it left-hand side. Rolled into the left corner below the goal line. Maddie Baker, who scored a goal earlier, fighting for it now for the Stars. Scrum for the puck below the goal line. Seconds ticking off this penalty kill. But now the puck comes loose, picked up by the Stars. Move to the right corner, back to the point, Myers. Elsa Myers stick handles. Right faceoff circle, shot is blocked. Ooh, and looks like right off the hand of Jaden Yerkuski. She'll shake it off and head off to the bench, and I think she is hurt. Ooh, she's in a little bit of pain as jumping onto the bench is Jaden Yerkuski for the Storm, but she gave up her body to block that shot attempt from the right faceoff circle. Back to center ice. Off the near side boards, played by Haley Gray. Gray for the Stars. Moves it left-hand side with 1 minute to go on the penalty. Into the zone, Molly Collar. Collar gets it back, left-hand side, Gray. Gray fires it, hit the side of the net. Now picks up her own rebound behind the cage. Works to the right faceoff circle. Moves it left-hand side. There's a slap shot. Goes wide of the cage. Rebound. Near side boards, Gray. Gray back to the point, Myers. Myers back to Gray near the right faceoff circle. Right corner, Gray holds the puck. Back to the right point of Myers. Myers moves it left-hand side. Plenty of room. Now back to the point. Holding it. Left-hand side, Avalar. Avalar rolls it in deep. Puck below the goal line, left-hand side, Michaela Garam. Garam will find an opening and clear it all the way down ice with 20 seconds to go on the penalty. 8.5 minutes to go. We are exactly halfway through this period and halfway through this game. 3-1, Gentry with the lead. Back through center ice, Myers. Myers right faceoff circle. Myers below the goal line. Myers by the cage. Wraparound save is made. Good play by Myers. Got around, tried the wraparound, but getting to her right, making the stop was Taylor Simonson for the Storm. Back up ice again. Penalty comes to an end. Into the zone of the Stars. Knocked away by Garam. Back to the blue line. Kept in by the Stars. Left-hand side with it is Mavis. Mavis thrown in front. Now right faceoff circle. Shot gets deflected into the right corner. Storm will bang it off the boards and clear it out of the zone. It was deflected, so no icing on the play. Chasing it down will be Lila Conlin, but she overskates it. Turns it over. Berigi. Berigi getting double-teamed below the goal line. Left-hand side. Now Isabel Yonke along the near side boards. Puck is still fought for. DePoit is there. Also there is Mara Mevernin. Puck is now regained by Gentry. Gentry's pass knocked away, but then the second opportunity back to center ice and Mavis. Stella Mavis into the zone. Mavis has it poked away, but the puck kept in by Gentry. Ava Rohde will chase it down behind her own cage. Rohde moves it right-hand side. Intended for Mevernin. Could not connect. Deflects back deep. Matea DePoit moves it near side to Isabel Yonke. Yonke passes ahead. Off the far side boards, trying to chase it down is Mara Mevernin, but getting there first is Krista Sotlos. Sotlos had it knocked away. Deflects back to the Stars' end, but they regain control, bring it back up ice. Puck into the Storm zone, taken by Matea. Trying to move it. Puck, I lost sight of the puck for a moment. Now grabbing it again for Central Wisconsin, Sophie Bolain. Bolain to the far side. Bolain will stick handle. Bolain now gets it up to center ice. Makes a nice little move. Rolls it into the zone. Trying to get it back. Unable to do so. Now here come the Stars again from Gentry. They get it back to center, but then taking it back and rolling it in deep for Central Wisconsin will be Sophie Bolain. Puck in behind the Gentry cage. Fight for the puck. Knocked away. Throw it in front. Heiser, a shot and a save. Good work by Whitmore. Whitmore got it, fed it right between the circles to Heiser, but the stop was made and a whistle and a stoppage in play. Good opportunity and another good stop by Annika Sankey, the freshman goalie for Gentry. 6:16 to go in the second period. Face off to the left of Sankey. 3-1, Gentry. Shot from the point deflected. Rolls in below the goal line. Picked up behind the cage. Moved off the near side boards by Gentry. Kept in, rolled in softly by Taylor Friedel. Covered up by Sankey. She'll squeeze it, hold on, take the whistle, and the stoppage in play. Storm trying to press a little bit here. Try to put the pressure on Gentry. Get that next one. Get it back to a one-goal game. Puck is drawn below the goal line, left-hand side. Now deflects in behind the cage of the Gentry goalie. Puck is whipped along the boards to the far side. Now back up ice quickly comes Gentry, but a pass that was not handled. Deflects, now grabbed by Haley Gray. Gray will bring it into the zone. Gray into the zone, knocked away Garam. But there to pick it up, left face-off circle is Myers. Thrown in front, deflected back to the upper slot. Captain again by the Stars as they try to gain control. Puck below the goal line, Taylor Friedel getting double-teamed. Puck is still battle for, and the puck will be moved to the near side. Trying to grab control of it is Central Wisconsin. Get it out of the zone, back to the point, and back to center ice. At their own blue line, resetting now is Gentry. Left-hand side, McKenna Barini. Barini gets it ahead and now dumped in on goal. Kicked aside by Taylor Simonson. Taylor Friedel in her own zone. Friedel, long outlet pass. Good pass, right on the stick. Into the zone, left wing side. Trying to turn the corner is Boleen. Boleen in the deep left corner. Boleen stick handles. Boleen still keeping the puck, and now it's knocked away. Puck is still fought for, picked up by Gabby Heiser. Heiser below the goal line, left-hand side. Tried to get it back towards Boleen. Pass is deflected and taken away. Back up to center ice. Again, here comes the Stars, and they will dump it in deep with Madeline McClellan. Behind the cage, Matea DePoit. DePoit got a, boy, it looked like DePoit took a stick to the midsection. She got shaken a little bit, but she's still out there. Puck is still fought for. That I thought could have been a penalty, but nope. Puck in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Off the near side boards, picked up by the Storm and flipped back towards center. Deflects off the far side boards. Heiser will chase it down. Heiser trying to gain control. Got caught up in her skates for a moment and then get knocked down. Puck is picked up again by Gentry. On the near side with it is Addison Reeves. Reeves pass taken away by Ava Rohde. Storm back at center. They'll dump it in deep. Puck goes in behind the cage towards the left corner. Trying to get there first is Mara Meverden for the Storm. Scrum for the puck in the deep left corner. Couple of white jerseys, couple of black jerseys fighting for that puck. It comes loose, still below the goal line. Deflected off the boards by Gentry. Still a fight for that puck. Now Meverden picks it up. Meverden gets it to Madeline Kelter. Kelter, a shot and a glove save! That may have been a case where Annika Sankey had the glove in the right spot. The puck came to Madeline Kelter near the bottom of the left faceoff circle. She fired it, and it ended up right in the mitt of Sankey. Again, really good save, but I think at the same time, that glove happened to be in the right spot. As a good fire that time by Kelter. Faceoff to the right of the freshman goalie, controlled by the Stars. They do get back to center, then dump back in by Mara Meverden. Now back up ice again comes Gentry. Two on two into the zone, left-hand side. Deep left corner, trying to turn the corner. Centered, nobody there. Picked off by Yankee. Yankee trying to feed it forward towards Boleen. Could not connect. Puck does roll all the way down ice, and there'll be icing on Central Wisconsin. So the faceoff will come back into the Storm zone with 3:24 to go in what's been a scoreless second period. Still 3-1 lead for Gentry Academy. 20 shots on net for the Storm, 10 shots on net for the Stars. Faceoff left of Taylor Simonson in the right faceoff circle of the zone. Faceoff won by the Stars. There's a shot wide of the cage from Haley Gray. Rebound to the left-hand side. Pinching in is Greta Colshaw-Klein to keep it in for a moment. Still a fight for the puck in front of the Star bench. Finally, the Storm will get to the puck, and it's, I think, flipped out of play, but I think there's also a penalty coming up. The penalty box door opens up, and Gabby Heiser will step in for the Central Wisconsin Storm. So, Storm again will have to kill off a power play down by 2, 3-1. Another critical power play, especially at this point of the game, late in the second period. This final 3:11 of the period will be vital. See who can get that momentum heading into the final 17 minutes. Face-off, battle for, back to the point, kept in by the Stars. Now moved left-hand side. Along the far side boards, Lila Conlin. Conlin back to the point. Now moved right face-off circle. There's a shot, and fighting it off, high into the air. Save is made by Simonson. Went up high, then landed to her left. Back to the point. There's a shot attempt going wide of the cage from Emma Lehman. Keeping it in at the left point again will be the Stars. Rolled left-hand faceoff circle. Now stick handled. Upper slot. Now move left faceoff circle again. Now fed in front looking for a deflection. Deflects back to the right point. There's a shot save made again by Simonson on that fire from Emma Laming. A minute 18 to go on the power play. Lots of offensive zone time on this power play so far for the Stars. At the point, Laming, her shot gets blocked. Good defensive play that time by Sophie Boleyn to knock it away. And then the puck is cleared all the way down ice. Nearing the midway point of this power play. Long pass ahead. Back into the zone come the Stars and knocked away. Picked up by Isabel Yonke. Yonke to center and she'll clear it all the way down ice. 53 seconds on this power play. Puck moved along the near side boards back to center ice. Yonke fighting for it. Deflects it away. Grabbed by Naomi Wingy. Wingy moves it left-hand side. Now Wingy through center ice. Crossing the red line. Crossing the blue line. Has it poke checked away. Picked up by the Storm and Taylor Friedel. And Friedel will clear it all the way down ice. Down to 30 seconds on the power play. Trying to break their own zone. Oh, bad pass. Turned over. Storm have it with it is Whitmore. Whitmore could not get a shot off. Whitmore still fighting for it. Now has it behind the cage. Whitmore moved to the near side. Whitmore still with it. Whitmore trying to throw it in front. Gets deflected. Now back with it out of the Stars with 13 seconds on the power play. Haley Gray, one on three. Gray trying to get between the double team. Had the puck slip off her stick. Grabbed by the Storm and cleared all the way down ice. And that will do it for the power play for Gentry. A minute 10 to go in the second period. 3-1 Gentry. Back through center ice. Poked away. Gabby Heiser out of the box. And then grabbing it again will be Elsa Myers. Then knocked away by Madeline Kelter. Puck bouncing around with a minute to go in the period. Puck will be picked up by the Storm. But then taken right back by Myers. Myers into the zone. Myers a shot. Save is made. Rebound goes just wide of the near side pipe. Opportunity there for Gentry. But now back up ice. Left wing side comes Heiser. Heiser fighting for the puck. Heiser lost her edge, lost the puck. Picked up by Maddie Baker. 33 seconds in the period. Baker back through center ice, left wing side. Baker into the zone. Baker gets tripped up and another penalty coming up on the Storm. Delayed penalty on Central Wisconsin. Puck into the deep right corner. Storm need to touch it up and they will do so. I think that was Madeline Kelter who tripped up Baker. And with 19.3 seconds to go in the second period, another power play chance coming up for Gentry Academy. Boy, the Storm have been playing with fire. Third time in this period, will be forced to kill off a penalty. In fact, it'll be 19 seconds of this period. And if Gentry does not score, a minute and 41 of the next period as well. Face-off is battle for near the dot. Still battle for near the dot. And now coming up with it is Heiser. Heiser below the goal line. Still battle for that bouncing puck down to 10 seconds in the period. And actually it was not 9, it was 6. Michaela Gearham called for the penalty as the scrum for the puck continues. Now it comes loose back to the point but not able to get a shot off before the period ends is Gentry Academy. After 4 goals were scored in the first period, nothing in period number 2. So the Storm still have a 2-goal deficit heading into the third. It is 3-1, Gentry Academy over the Central Wisconsin Storm. We will have the scoring of this one coming up next. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. We will have a break here, having a little technical issue here, trying to work on that and get back to action here. Well, before we take the break, why don't we recap the scoring of this period for the, actually no scoring in the period, but recap the scoring for this game. The first goal came at just 38 seconds, a shot from near the blue line. And I don't have the number on it, and we could not hear the official scoring on it. But 38 seconds into the game, a shot from near the blue line that somehow got past Taylor Simonson, and that gave Gentry a 1-0 lead. Then a few minutes after that, the Storm went on the power play, and they were able to convert as Ava Rohde would score on an unassisted goal. The time of that goal was 6 minutes and 35 seconds, and that tied things up at 1 apiece. But then Gentry would add a couple of goals late in the period. at 10:45. Lighting the lamp was Maddie Baker. Assists on the play went to Haley Gray and Elsa Myers, and that would make it 2-1. And then finally at 13:43 of the period, it was defenseman Krista Satlos. From the area in the center of the rink between the top of the faceoff circles and the blue line, she fired it. There were some bodies between her and goaltender Taylor Simonson. Simonson, I don't think, saw it completely, and it got past her to the back of the net. So at 13:43, it was 3-1 Gentry, and that is the score at the end of the first period and this score at the end of the second period, as there were no goals scored in that period. 20 shots on net so far for Central Wisconsin, 19 saves for freshman goalie Annika Sankey for the Stars, 13 shots on net for Gentry Academy, and 10 saves made, including 9 on all 9 shots in that second period from Taylor Simonson. So 3-1 is the lead for the Gentry Academy Stars over the Central Wisconsin Storm. We will now take a break and then come back with more of our intermission activities coming up. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
We'll be right back.
And Chad Holmes back again from the Green Heck Turner Community Center at the D.C. Everest High School. We are in the second intermission of this girls hockey matchup between Gentry Academy of Minnesota and the Central Wisconsin Storm. And it is Gentry 3, Storm 1 at the end of two periods. Taking a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule, coming up on Monday night, we have high school boys basketball as the Marathon Red Raiders are in action, taking on the Colby Hornets. I'll be in Colby for that one, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. On Tuesday night, it's Wausau West boys basketball, as the Warriors will take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. I'll be at the field house at Wausau West, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip-off. On Thursday night, Wausau West hockey, Warriors at Wisconsin Rapids in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup, 6:50 for the pregame and 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. On Friday night, the Wausau West Warriors at the Wausau West hockey invite, taking on Eau Claire Memorial. Warriors and the Old Abes. Again, I mentioned earlier that I was informed of a time change. Wausau West will play in the first game of the doubleheader on Friday. 6 o'clock faceoff, so will be on the air at 5:50 for the pregame. So again, 5:50 airtime, Wausau West against Eau Claire Memorial. Wausau West Hockey Invitational first night on Friday. And don't forget as well, if you're looking for some great hockey as well, Notre Dame Academy in Middleton will play in the second game of the evening at Marathon Park. And then Saturday, again, Wausau West Hockey from the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. They will take on Middleton, 1 o'clock airtime, 1:15 for the opening faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 3-1, Storm trail Gentry Academy, and the Storm will have to continue killing off a penalty. They were shorthanded for much of that second period, and they will have to kill off a minute 41 of power play time before the start of period number 3. We'll take one more timeout and then come back with the start of the third period. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
We'll be right back.
And Chad Holmes again here from Green Heck Turner Community Center as we are ready for the start of period number three. And the Central Wisconsin Storm looking to come from behind trailing Gentry Academy by a score of 3-1. Again, Michaela Garum still in the box for a minute 41 to start off the third period. A 20-13 edge in shots for Central Wisconsin. 19 saves made by Annika Sankey, the goaltender for the Stars, and 10 saves made by Central Wisconsin's goaltender Taylor Simonson. Both those goaltenders are freshmen. Boy, a lot of freshman goalies out there. But the Central Wisconsin Storm need a couple to try to work their way back into this one. So ready to go. Face-off about to take place. There's the draw, and we are underway in period number three. Up the right-hand side, back into the zone, comes Molly Keller. Keller into the right corner. Keller now behind the cage. Keller overskates the puck. Ava Rohde chopping at it for Central Wisconsin. Puck comes loose. Now to the upper slot, Riley Avalar moves it right faceoff circle. There is a shot blocked near side. Back to Avalar, back at the blue line. Avalar moves it near side with his Greta Kolschak-Klein. She'll drop it below the goal line, left wing side. Knocked to the near side boards by the Storm and cleared back to center ice by Ava Rohde. Down to a minute 9 to go on this power play for the Stars. Puck on the near side to Kolschak-Klein. She will roll it in softly. Is into the left corner, now below the goal line. Getting there is Taylor Friedel. She's fighting for that puck. Puck is battled into the right corner, now back to the right point. Capped in. With it is Avalar. Avalar moves it right faceoff circle. There's a shot just wide of the cage. Firing that one was Krista Sattlos. Puck is capped in again by the Stars. Puck in on the doorstep, now below the goal line. Thrown in front, goes off a skate. Getting in front of that pass was Rohde. Puck is on the near side boards, kept in by Greta Kolschak-Klein. Down to 33 seconds on this power play. Storm will pick up the puck. They will find an opening and clear it all the way down ice. That was Ava Rohde. Trying to get it quickly back up ice as the goaltender Sankey does get it up to center. And now good back check. Stolen away by Gabby Heiser. Took it away from Haley Gray. Now into the zone. Heiser, a shot. Save is made. Rebound counter, and it goes high and wide. Mia got a piece of the goalie as well. After the initial stop, there was a very juicy rebound left as getting to the puck at the bottom of the right faceoff circle was Madeline Kelter. She ripped it. I think he got a piece of the goaltender and deflected high and wide. So two good opportunities there for Central Wisconsin. And now 10 seconds to go on the power play. 15:28 to go in the game. Still 3-1. Face off to the left of Sankey. Win on the draw for Gentry Academy. Now Gentry will try to break it up ice. Off the far side boards. Puck is still fought for along the boards. Back through center ice. Chasing it down will be Ava Rohde as the penalty comes to an end. Rohde still fighting for it below the goal line in the Central Wisconsin zone. Puck comes loose, picked up by Stella Mavis. Mavis back to the point. There's a shot. Blocker save made by Taylor Simonson. Off the near side boards. Picked up there by Central Wisconsin and Sophie Bolane. But the puck taken right back by Mavis. Mavis in the right corner. Now lost it. Picked up again by the Stars below the goal line. Now picking it up is Madeline Kelter. Kelter will bring it up the left-hand side. Passes to the right. Some room to maneuver now for Sophie Bolin. Bolin into the zone, but a little ahead of the play on the left-hand side was Isabel Yonke, and that will be an offside on Central Wisconsin. 14:40 to go, still 3-1. Storm Trail, Gentry Academy. Neutral zone faceoff. Jaden Yurkowski taking the draw, wins it, plays it to Friedel. Friedel, pass could not connect with Ava Whitmore. Picked up again by Taylor Friedel. Puck along the far side boards. Grabbing it again are the Stars. With it now is McKenna Barini. Barini's pass does not connect. Goes all the way down ice. And that will be icing on the Stars. So now an offensive zone draw for Central Wisconsin. Try to keep those pucks coming. There have been moments where Annika Sankey has looked like the freshman that she is in terms of controlling those rebounds. But keep getting shots on net. And I think the Storms still have an opportunity to come from behind and win this game. Puck is battled for off the draw. Played by the Stars back to center ice. With it is Garum. Garum moves it off the near side boards, but nobody there for Central Wisconsin. Picking it up for the Stars is Krista Sattlos. Sattlos will move it ahead. Now here comes the Stars, but take it away. With it is Whitmore. Whitmore, 2-on-2. Whitmore, left faceoff circle. Whitmore, shot and a save. And again, a little bit shaky on that shot attempt was Annika Sankey. Puck in the right corner. Whipped along the boards to the far side. Pinching in is Friedel. Friedel fighting for the puck along the far side boards. Deflects back up to center. Played there by Heiser. Heiser gets it back over to Garam. Now back to Heiser. Heiser will try to dump it in. Gets deflected off the glass and taken away by the Stars. But then grabbing is Garam, but then knocked down on her pass attempt. Sotlos got a piece of it. And the puck is dumped in deep by the Stars. Rolls in behind Simonson to the far side corner. Chased down by Ava Rohde for Central Wisconsin. Rohde gets it ahead to Emma Brandt, and Brandt will roll it in deep. Puck in below the goal line. Chasing it down will be the Stars. Brandt trying to put some pressure on, and now the puck moved along the far side boards by the Stars. Back up to center. Puck bouncing around near the red line. Now chipped in over the blue line into the Storm zone. Played there by Ava Rohde, and she'll stick handle behind the cage. Now the puck is moved forward off the near side boards through center ice. Rolls into the Star end of the rink, chased down by Greta Kolshaw-Klein. She'll whip it along to the far side board. Storm now have it. Upper slot, trying to grab control of it for the Storm, is Madeline Kelter. Puck is dumped down low, right-hand side. With it now is Isabel Yonke. Yonke along the boards. And then the puck goes all the way back the other end. Rolls into the zone. A pass attempt that went the wrong way for the Storm, and chased down by Matea DePoit. Off the far side boards. At the right point, kept in again by the Stars. They'll dump it in deep. Bounces off the backboard, sticked aside by Taylor Simonson. Now Central Wisconsin trying to break out of their own zone with 12:20 to go. Still 3-1 Gentry. Taken back at center by Addison Reeves. Puck back into the zone. Puck is still fought for along the near side boards and chipped up to center, but then grabbed again by Riley Avalar. Avalar has it knocked away. Back the other way comes Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn, left faceoff circle. Boleyn shot goes wide of the near side pipe. Rebound kept in on the right-hand side by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore into the right corner. Whitmore below the goal line. Whitmore's pass is taken away. Back to center ice, grabbed by Michaela Garam. Now on the left-hand side is Friedel, and Friedel will dump it in deep. 11:43 to go, 3-1, Gentry. Puck back to center ice. Bad outlet pass by Gentry. Storm will get it back. Gabby Heiser gets it over to Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky takes the shot and an easy save and covered up by Annika Sankey. That will stop the clock with 11 minutes and 32 seconds to go in regulation. 3-1 lead for the Stars of Gentry Academy. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, wrecked vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. Face off in the offensive zone for the Storm. Puck along the near side boards, taken away, but kept at the point by Rohde. She'll dump it in behind the cage. Emma Brandt, left-hand side. Brandt fighting for that puck. Still a fight for the puck along the far side boards and cleared ahead. Now into the offensive zone comes Haley Gray. Gray making the move. Gray gets double-teamed. Gray, a backhander, goes wide of the cage. Gray did not have the numbers, but able to get a shot off that misses the net. Puck will be back to the left point. Fighting for it is Mara Meverden. Meverden does get it back to center ice. Also there is Malia Barigi. Barigi chopping at it along the near side boards. Still a fight for that puck. Puck is deflected away from Haley Gray back to center. Gray will pick it up at her own blue line. Resetting now are the Stars. On the left-hand side, Maddie Baker has it taken away and then backhanded over the blue line by Ava Rohde. Storm. Oh, forced turnover. Boleyn, a shot just wide of the cage. Turnover gave it to Boleyn in the upper slot. Quick little wrister that went wide of the near side pipe. Puck in the left corner. Isabel Yonke gets knocked off the puck. Baker fighting for it. Now Yonke trying to get it back in the deep left corner. Puck moved along the far side boards and now back to center ice. Puck in front of the Star bench, and now a long outlet attempt by the Stars does not connect. Goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on Gentry Academy. Been stuck on 3-1 for a very long time. We got these four goals in the first period. Looks like it may be a high-scoring affair, but then it's bogged down. Still 3-1 with 10:15 to go in the game. Face off right of the Gentry goalie. Went on the draw for the Storm, and then a second shot after the first was blocked goes wide from Jaden Yurkovsky. Puck back to center ice. Storm after reset. Michaela Garam at her own blue line. Flips it forward. With it is Heiser. Heiser will roll it in softly. Now right corner, Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky's pass gets deflected. We've seen a lot of that. Have not been able to connect with a lot of those passes, and the puck back to center ice. At her own blue line, with it is Garam. Yurem gets it to Heiser at the red line. Heiser moves it left-hand side into the zone. Yurkowski, she'll take a shot. Blocker save. Puck deflects behind the cage. Left corner, Heiser trying to chase it down. Heiser fighting for that puck, picks it up. Heiser drops it to her defenseman. There's a shot wide of the cage. Puck in behind the cage. Back to the right point, Yurem. Yurem holds it. And now knocked away, an impossible breakaway the other way. Up ice comes Leila Conlin. Conlin, left faceoff circle, and then coming from behind to try and put pressure on the shot, Michaela Yurem, and she'll be called for a penalty. It started with the block shot from the right point. Conlin blocked it, deflected it to center ice, chased it down. She did not have the wheels to basically go in one on the goalie. Coming from behind was Michaela Yurem, and then Yurem, as the shot was fired, a push in the back, and she will go into the sin bin. So another power play chance for Gentry Academy. They have had, again, four different chances here to try and extend their lead in the last two periods. Another big penalty kill for the Storm to try to keep it a two-goal game. Puck along the near side boards, picked up by Greta Kolshaw-Klein. Kolshaw-Klein moves it right-hand side. Now back to the point, Avalar. Klein, one-timer. Shot was deflected. I'm not sure seeing that puck with Simonson, but it goes wide of the far side pipe off the deflection. Near side boards again with it is Klein. Moves it off to Maddie Baker. Baker back to Klein, near side boards. Thrown in front of the deflection, goes wide off the stick of Haley Gray. Now the Storm will pick it up. Central Wisconsin trying to move it forward. Captain at the right point. Now to the right faceoff circle. With it is Baker. Baker behind the cage. Baker gets tripped up and another penalty coming up on the Storm. Delayed penalty. Back on the near side, Klein. Klein gets it to the point. With it is Avalar. Avalar, near side, Klein. Klein will throw it on front. Puck is still bouncing around and now touched up by the Storm. So with 8:24 to go in the game, we will have a minute 7 of 5-on-3 power play time for Gentry Academy. Storm making it tough to come from behind when you're shorthanded as much as they've been in the second and third periods. They did not have a penalty in the first period. So this time, Mateo DePoit will go into the box for 2 minutes. It'll be a trip. So critical minute 7 now for the Storm, down 2 players. And now it looks like Gentry Academy is going to call timeout and set things up. So a timeout with 8:24 to go. Gentry Academy 3, Central Wisconsin 1. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, this is Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. And actually, I think we're going to keep it right here. No, we're going to take a 30-second break and be right back here on WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Eight minutes and 24 seconds to go in the third period. 3-1, Gentry Academy with the lead over the Central Wisconsin Storm. But now for a minute 7, it will be a 5-on-3 power play opportunity for the Stars. Face off to the right of Taylor Simonson. Gabby Heiser taking the draw for the Storm. Heiser fighting for it. Puck is control and then overskating it as trying to go to the upper slot was Greta Kolshaw-Klein. That's a mistake for the Stars. She'll have to chase down the puck in her own zone. She got a little over-anxious, I think. She'll bring it back through center, crossing the red line, now crossing the blue line. Kolshaw-Klein into the deep left corner. Now back to the point. With it is Riley Avalar. Avalar moves it right-hand side. That's Baker. Back to Avalar. She'll fire, deflected, and a big pass save. Rebound, and then glove down. Two good saves by Taylor Simonson for the Storm. The first with the pad and the second with the glove. 37 seconds remain on the 5-on-3 power play. for Gentry Academy. Face off left to Simonson. Win on the draw again for the Stars. Avalar at the left point. Moves it right. Now right faceoff circle. Throw it in front. Stick to side by Simonson. Broke up that pass attempt. Avalar left point. Rolls it into the left corner. With it is Baker. Baker back to the point in Avalar. Avalar moves it right hand side. With it is Klein. Klein thrown in front. Grabbing it is Ava Rohde. Rohde stick handles, looking for room to maneuver. Still looking for an opening. Still with it. And now finding the opening and clearing it all the way down ice is Ava Rohde. And the first part of this penalty kill will come to an end. It's now going to be 5-on-4 for another 52 seconds. 7:13 to go. 3-1 Gentry. Here comes Maddie Baker into the zone, right-hand side. Baker drops it off. Right face-off circle. Shot, save, rebound. Not able to get the shot off was Haley Gray on the doorstep. She's still fighting for it. Now has it at the goal line, left-hand side. Back to the point. With it is Barini. Barini moves it right. Near the right face-off circle. Pass knocked down. Madeline Kelter got a stick on it. Deflects towards the right corner. Now in behind the cage, Haley Gray. Gray still fighting for it. Now to the near side corner. Back to the left point. With it is Barini. Barini's pass knocked away, picked up, and then cleared all the way down ice by Gabby Heiser. And it looks like the Storm will survive the two penalties. Down to 5 seconds on the power play now for the Stars. Deep in her own zone, Barini. Back to 5-on-5 hockey, 6:20 to go. 3-1 is the lead for the Stars of Gentry Academy. Ava Whitmore will drop it back to center ice. Now Central Wisconsin looking to get some pressure on the right-hand side and backhanded in by Taylor Friedel. Friedel still fighting for it along the near side board. She'll roll it in below the cage. Ava Whitmore will chase it down for the Storm. Whitmore, the right-hand side. Whitmore thrown in front for Heiser. Whiffed on the one-timer between the circles and the puck back to center ice. On the near side, Michaela Garam. Garam moves it forward towards Heiser. Heiser got knocked down, backhanded in by Jaden Yurkowski. Picked up deep by Gentry Academy. Whipped along to the far side boards. Stella Mavis will get it back to center ice. Knocked down again by Gabby Heiser. Heiser, left-hand side, left face-off circle. Heiser trying to work her way in. Heiser behind the cage. Heiser to the near side. Upper slot. There's a shot by Yonke, and a save is made. Seeing Yonke break in from the center of the rink was Gabby Heiser, and Yonke fired it, but a glove stop made by Annika Sankey. She'll squeeze, hold on, take the whistle with 5:24 to go. Offensive zone face-off for the Storm, who trail 3-1. Face-off left of Sankey. Win on the draw for the Storm. On the near side, with it is Boleyn. Boleyn trying to work her way in. Now the puck is rolled in, and it'll be covered up. Came in softly, and covering it up was Annika Sankey. Storm trying to put the accelerator down, put the pressure on. Still plenty of time, 5:14 to go, but you'd love to get that first one in the next couple of minutes. Puck is won again on the draw by the Storm. Ava Rohde, right point, moves it towards the right faceoff circle. With it again is Boleyn, got checked off the puck. Puck in the right corner, grabbing it will be Madeline Kelter. Now right faceoff circle, trying to grab it is Isabel Yonke. Back to the right point, Ava Rohde. Again, Yonke on the right-hand side. Yonke gets knocked off the puck. Picked up by Gentry, and they'll get it back through center ice. Here come the Stars into the offensive zone. There's a shot. Blocking it down is Simonson. Picked up by Yonke. She'll flip it back to center. But again, gaining control at neutral ice are the Stars, but a bad outlet pass, but deflected into the Storm zone. 4:35 to go. 3-1 Gentry. Puck moved to the far side boards. Ava Whitmore. Whitmore's pass goes off a skate. Puck deflects back to center. Picked up there by the Stars. They will roll it back in on net, covered up and covered, frozen by Taylor Simonson. So now an offensive zone draw coming up for Gentry Academy. 4 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock. 3-1 Gentry. If you joined us late, all the scoring came in the first period. Storm a 25-19 edge in shots. Puck will be played by Gabby Heiser. She'll bring it up the left-hand side. Heiser over the red line. Heiser over the blue line. Poke checked away. Puck back to center ice. Puck will be played by Michaela Guerum in her own zone. She'll stick handle all the way back behind her own cage. moves it off the near side boards. Puck up to center, grabbed by Heiser. Heiser into the zone. Heiser will fire it over the crossbar. Good rush up ice by Gabby Heiser. Could not put the shot on net. Puck is deep in the zone, far corner. Picked up by the Storm. Pass back to the point, but back to center ice. Garam will move it left. Trying to gain control of it is Taylor Friedel. Friedel on the left-hand side. Friedel gets it ahead to Heiser. Heiser into the zone. Heiser feeds it in front. Trying to get the shot off. Turning, firing. Not able to get the shot off was Yurkovsky. Now back to center with his Haley Gray. Gray coughs it up near the Storm blue line. Banged off the near side boards and into the zone by Taylor Friedel. Storm in the midst of a line change with 3:15 to go. When we get under 2 minutes, we have to keep an eye on the Central Wisconsin cage. See at what point the Storm will pull Taylor Simonson. Puck is moved along the near side boards. Comes loose. Battle for Yonke trying to grab it. Does get a piece of it, but it rolls in softly and covered up again by Annika Sankey. 3:01 to go in the third period, and the Storm just have not been able to get it past Sankey since early on in the game. Remains 3-1. Face off left of Sankey. Storm win the draw. Right point. Ava Rohde a shot, and she, I think she wanted a deflection in front. There was nobody there to put a stick on it. Seeing it all the way with Sankey and able to smother it and hold on again. Rohde scored the only Central Wisconsin goal on the power play back in the first period. Faceoff is still fought for. There's a backhander. It's from her knees backhanding it was Madeline Kelter. And again, it's gloved down by Sankey. 27 saves in the game for the Gentry Academy freshman. Face off, won by the Storm. Ava Rohde at the right point. Rohde whiffs on the first pass. Now rolls it into the right corner. Goes in behind the cage. Nobody there for the Storm. Riley Avalar will chase it down, then gives it up. Now right faceoff circle. And not able to get a shot off again was Jaden Yurkowski for the Storm. Actually, that was Sophie Boleen, excuse me. Boleen at neutral. Boleen still fighting for it. Boleen has it knocked away at the blue line. Picked up again now by the Stars, and they'll get it into the Central Wisconsin zone with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, and a deflection off a Storm skate. A stick almost ended up in the back of the net. Hit the side of the net about 6 inches away from disaster for the Storm. But the puck taken back again by the Stars at neutral. Puck bouncing around now, grabbed by the Storm. Here comes Heiser back into the zone. Right faceoff circle. A shot and a goal! Heiser into the upper left-hand corner. Perfectly placed over the shoulder of the goaltender, Annika Sankey. And the Storm back to within one. Still 2:02 to go, 3-2. I think that Sankey was surprised at that shot. It really got in on her quickly. As another goal this season for Gabby Heiser, her 16th tally of the campaign. 14 minutes and 58 seconds the time of that goal. And with that, the Storm will use their timeout. The Storm will now set things up, I'm sure, at the next available opportunity when they get the puck into the offensive zone to try to get their goaltender, Taylor Simonson, to the bench for an extra attacker. But again,